to A Nightmare on Fear Street.
We're Trent and Sheree, and we're chatting about the fiercest genre.
Expect hot takes, cold drinks, and a couple of fights.
Check out the link in the episode description to connect with us via the usual socials, Patreon, and our YouTube channel.
Welcome to Chucky Live, everybody. We made it to another Thursday. I am here, and we're going to talk about this new episode with Charles Lee Ray in the group. Episode 6 in this new season, back half. Those are not sentences, but we're here now. Anywho's, I am joined by Chris Love and our special neighbor, Alma. Please introduce yourself so people know where to find you.
Go, Alma. Me? Oh. Okay. Hi. Hi, I'm Chris Love. You can find me at Legally Love on Twitter or X or whatever you're calling it, Ms. Chris Love on Instagram, and I lurk on everything else, so don't find me there.
Hi, I'm Alma. I like to visit my neighbor a lot, and you can find me at Alma Lovely, Alma L-U-V-L-E-E, and horrormovieblog.com currently.
I'm happy to have you both here, because what a fucking episode of Chucky. If y'all don't know, this is episode 3.6, we're going to call her Panic Room, and what a title for what all happened in the Panic Room. Like, possibly my favorite section of this show is in the Panic Room. My favorite section that doesn't have Fiona or Jennifer Tilly, obviously. But, like, this was a lot. This was a lot. And I'm excited to talk about all the shit we saw last night on fucking Chucky. because you've never been on a Chucky Live, why don't you start off with one of your first thoughts, Chris?
Okay, I love Chucky. I'm so excited to do this because I literally had to start a rewatch in order to participate, because I was like, I don't quite remember what happened on Chucky. So let's revisit. I literally did a rewatch, and then I was like, Sheree, how come you didn't tell me there was like a season 3, 1 through 4, and then the rest of the season? So I'm really caught up and excited. And my first thought for today was, this should have been called Who the Fuck is Chucky?
Listen. When he said that, every ounce of my being levitated. I listened to my band like I was in the fucking Exorcist. I was like, he's fucking Chucky. I don't know why that works for me, but it does.
Truly. I mean, hilarious. And Chucky was like, if you don't know, now you know. You're going to know today. Right. On today, I'm going to stop. Chucky's going to be, it's going to be World War Chucky.
Listen. I love him. I also love that we still find new things for him to do that make me laugh. Like, Chucky in a wheelchair should not be so funny, but like, he's just so fucking extra. So he does the wheelchair bit and you're like, stop it, I don't know if I should be laughing. Oh my god, Charles Lee Ray, stop it.
That was my first thought. I was like, oh, this is so funny. And then I was like, look at Chucky needing ADA accommodation.
For all the people,
he really is woke. He's woke.
For all the people him and Tiff have injured, now Chucky needs some assistance. And I was like, and he's just so fucking extra, because he can clearly walk. He's carrying guns around and like holding people hostage, but he's just so theatrical. Like, he's a little actor.
He lives in his moment. I loved it. I was thinking American, what is that? American Doll, like wheelchair. Like, where did they get this? Did he go down to the collectibles? Where is this coming from? And just, okay. That was actually my first thought, like over the whole show, is like, how is this little old man doll being pushed around by this kid? And no one says shit. Just leave him alone. He's grieving. Leave him alone. This is how he deals. And they're just fucking letting him roll around with this old man doll. Where did it come from? It obviously looks different.
But when the brother was like, yo, where did you learn how to do that special effects makeup? Really? Really?
That's Grant.
Okay.
Grant, like, is it somebody actually blasting on TikTok? Because he's so desperate to be popular. And he's now looking at his little brother to be like, can you find me somebody to make me cool? Nobody can. But speaking of Grant, We know that every time Lexi likes a person, they die. So every episode he's alive, I'm surprised. I thought he was really dead this episode. And he was like, no, we're getting out of this panic room. I got my little brother. Good luck, everybody.
He could go. I mean, he could go. He's so goofy. I thought her previous boyfriend,
in the Junior.
I mean, he was an asshole, but he gave me something to Junior was an asshole, but he gave me something to look forward to. This guy just whines.
Listen, he's so needy. And I'm like, Lexi, I know I'm not the biggest fan of you, but you can do better.
Oh yeah, we're not the biggest fan at all, but he's I just, when that moment at the piano and everything, that's when I was like, I think I texted Trey and was like, oh, he gonna die because they're like, they're dragging this out, they have these moments with him, and I don't know when it's gonna happen. I think everybody gets got randomly, and just when it's gonna be most shocking. I thought it was gonna happen right there.
Let's unpack this Dofer the Reaper bit, because like, we know she's gonna do it every season. That's her thing. We know a lot of these actors have multiple skills, and so you have to be like, we're keeping you from doing other stuff, so here's your song. But when that piano showed up, I was like, don't do it, don't do it. And they're like, we're gonna do it, don't do it. That was like my biggest, that was the first time I was ever like, no, I'm unsatisfied here. Because we're gonna have a musical moment. And I was like, stop it. Yutaka's entered the chat.
I hated it. I was like, this needs more cowbell. Every time I hear Dofer SNL skit, I was like, this needs more cowbell. I can't do it with the dramatic, like, slow jam version of stuff. I mean, it's definitely a horror trope at this point, right? So I know that they like to throw that stuff in to, like, mess with us and make us giggle. But I was like, this is too much.
It's too much in the wrong way, because Chucky's always three much, but this was too much in the wrong ways. For those listening and not watching, Yutaka says, him playing the piano, ... I was about to off him. So we are not alone. I don't know which part of the demographic that was for, but like, a lot of the people who come here to watch Chucky set people in the ass, we're not having it.
Are you reading the text as he's like live? You know, because he was like, these kids are like the worst singers or whatever. He put something like that. And I'm like, they know they're going to do it. And it's like almost cringy. I don't know why I hate those two. It's just weird. And it just, but that was the perfect moment to off him if they were going to.
I mean, they could have made a bomb drop on him, a missile or something.
Listen, Charles Lee Ray blew up a little boy last season. Where's that energy at? Like, I know the North Pole just got it, but we can work locally too. The call should come in from inside the house. Let's get some people out of here. I think it's Alma's note, maybe.
All right. Well, then the body double has entered the chat because now, okay. So I was all like, daddy, father. It was like daddy, uncle, father, Mr. President, body double, Sawa. Whatever. I don't care. I'll take it in all shapes and forms. I loved it. I was like, for real, I was in heaven this whole damn episode. There were only like a few breaks where I was like, okay, they're playing the piano. I was like, oh, they're going to kill him. So I kind of sat forward. But that whole bit, and he made his voice different and with a little goofiness, I was like, okay, I think I fell in love all over again, if it's possible.
It's really funny because last week we were like, another one's uploading. We're not really worried. Also, he just did a press tour for this. Like, I'm sure it's more than one episode. I didn't think it'd be this soon. I think it'd be a role this big. I thought it'd be a couple of ghosts and maybe like a sideways character. He's like, no, I'm playing a version of my body double of a character. Ha! Move apart just an inch to the side and I might be from Jersey. And I'm like, what? Like...
When he said, I didn't sign up for this shit, I was like,
none of that was cool.
Sir. But here we are.
When he's covering Henry's eyes, I'm like, what about me, President Body Double Sawa? What about me? I'm not noticing this shit either.
Oh, amazing.
I just have to say, this is the most gripping thriller, political thriller I've ever seen in my life. What's happening in the top of this episode? Because it went from Meta President might be doing something to Meta President's a captive. Like, she's held hostage.
Yeah, she's weak. I just, you know, she's super weak. Like, she could, you know, she couldn't actually do anything in the White House. She's just, scared all the time. She brought the whole, there's a ghost that's killing folks. And I was like, I'm waiting for like a sheet.
I thought it was going to be more than that. I really did. Yeah. I think I talked about the theories. So when she kind of like crumbled there, I was like, oh, fuck. I really thought she was going to be like big and badass and, you know, like there was going to be something great. But no, I was thinking of everything. I was like imagining, why is she still going along with this? Why? And then at that point came and it was watching her crumble. I was like, oh, I did not expect that at all. I really thought she was going to do something.
She was going to be the takeover, right? Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, this was priming her up for her, you know, her villain story, you know, her villain origin story or something, right? Anything.
Yeah, she was gonna like, it was weird.
I wanted more because I was like, she's clearly the mastermind. And she's like, oh, no. I do enjoy that they gave that character something a little bit more to do because they do take care of their actors on this show. They're like, hey, adults, you're going to get to do some extra shit. Get into it. So every time she had her wine glass and she was trying to figure out the lie she's telling her kids, or I need a cigarette. You don't smoke.
Yes.
I was like, this bitch is living. Let her have it.
She's just smoking in front of the kids, walking around like she's smoking in the warehouse. Just regular cigarettes. Like, at least get the weed out. Be nice, you know, to the decor.
I want to say that I appreciate, as someone who does politics, I appreciate her fits. Like, yes. All of her dresses are gorgeous, and I need to find out who does her shopping for her. But that's the only use she has for me. She's not doing a great job of protecting her kids. She's not doing a great job of protecting her husband. She's not holding it down for the country. Like, what is she doing?
She was like, I wanted to be a first lady. I will help get rid of the bodies, but that's where I end. Because she had a red for every occasion. Everybody who's dead, she's got, I got one of your size. Let's go. Let's get it out of here. Yeah. I think it's your turn, Alma.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. All right. Let's see here. Okay. So I mentioned, okay. So Chucky walking around the White House is the most adorable thing I've ever seen, watching his feet and the old man and everything like that. but the highlight for me was seeing this old man. I just loved seeing old man Chuck move around the White House as effortlessly as he did, because they actually took the time to show him in certain moments where he was moving or talking or whispering. And then when anybody else would turn around, he would just kind of sit in his seat and just stop moving. And I was like, when is this charade going to end? And I'm glad, obviously, he did it in great fashion and everything, but it was a lot and I loved it and I appreciated it.
I love the bit in the elevator, because like getting into the elevator, he's being held by Henry, who's got a gun in the body double's back, and you know what's going on, even though the man in the elevator doesn't know, because he's like, this doll is not holding this man hostage. But we know, because Devin's acting his ass off. He's like, new character, who this? I would like another award. And so like we get in there, and when he shoots the elevator dude, and they drop him on the floor, and it's that thud, like it's a badass villain, because it's Chucky. And he has little dog stuff.
He landed like that 3-point stance. Yes!
Like, the show is just so damn silly. It's hard to not. I don't have people Chucky. Like, it's just, it's 19 eggs in a trench coat every fucking 5 minutes. And I'm here for all of them.
I was like, where'd he come from? So I appreciated this episode. Really reminded me a lot of Scooby-Doo. At some point she was like, I can't believe we have these four meddling kids or nosy kids running through the White House, and they're looking for the ghost that's Chucky or what have you. And I was like, I was waiting for like a little montage where they were running through the house one way, but one back the other way, running after Chucky. I was like, that would have made the episode perfect for me.
I would have lived, because it was definitely giving Scooby-Doo. I was like, what is happening?
They're moving in groups. They're huddling up. That whole thing that they're doing every time, it's like, I love it when they start piecing out the people together. You know what I mean? They're mm-hmm. like separate, and then they come to the White House. Now they're all working together, and all of those bits, and it works. It's cartoony on purpose. I know it, because it's like, it's so funny what we're watching here. But in all seriousness too, I was like, shh, I'm listening right now. They're breaking it down. What's happening next? Okay. I was like, I need to be paying attention to every bit of it, no matter how absurd, preposterous it gets. Especially because I was like, there's no way they're going to blow up anything. He's not going to nuke anything. I was like, they can't. It was out of the question.
When he said, fuck Santa and hit the button, I lost my shit.
I was like, what's Santa do?
Well, everything Chucky did in the panic room on that table, he was pacing.
He reached. It was so like cinematic. What boss?
Goodbye, cruel world. You stand up, bam. And I'm like, this is art. This is cinema. Give me my Nicole Kidman business suit. I am in the AMC. Thank you.
I mean, they were like, where can we possibly go after all of it? After Chucky's age progression. After him, you know, ripping the president's eyes out. And I love that he pulled the eyeball out of his damn pocket. What's left? Okay.
Like, if that had been the final episode and we never saw Chucky again, it would have been the best episode to ever go the fuck out on. Because everything was flawless in that panic room. Like, there's not a moment I don't love. I would go back and do all of it over again. But it's when he hits the button and we go to that janky ass rocket made of like cardboard. Because this is Chucky. We do it quickly. One over here. I was like, yes. Yes, you do.
I can't think they were going to be. I thought it was going to be a dream. I'm sorry. I was just like, I cannot believe this is not, they're not going to do that. And then even then I was still like, are they going to wake up? I just kept doing that. It was like, no, it's not. No, it didn't even look real.
I rewound it. I could not believe what I saw. So I was like, rewind. Oh, I guess they did that. Poor Santa. Poor Santa.
Those elves are screwed. I hope that they have a union because they gotta have to do a lot to come back from this. I just love that Chucky's always like, we gotta go bigger. Cause like, we think we've seen it all. Like, this franchise has been around since before I was born. And so you're just like, oh yeah, there's something else they can do. And it's like, guess what, bitch? And I'm like, okay, Charles Lee Ray, I'm so sorry. I'm done. I'm just watching. No more comments. Yutaka said, look. We need to talk about those iMovie effects. Fuck him. Yes. That entire Jakey Rocket going over like all the stock videos of like cows and shit just sent me. It reminded me of like Nickelodeon had a show called Kablam and they had like an Action League noun on there. Uh-huh. And that's what it reminded me of.
It was great. It was a great moment in television, quite frankly. Top tier, Chucky. Good job.
Who else is doing this? Like,
nobody. It's like the greatest show. And I'm not even joking when I say it, not even a little bit. It is the most exciting. So much is happening. Fun, serious, exciting, no matter what. It's like every moment is really, really worth watching. And if they take it and they do it so smart, they write it smart every bit. And it's just, except for not killing the president's son yet. We need to get that. Yeah. But other than that.
No.
My Charles Lee Ray would have killed him a long time ago. That's how I know he's really not feeling it. Like,
that's why, look, that, I mean, that's my thing. It's like, these folks should be dead already, right? And like, we have a few more episodes to go in the season, right? But like, I was ready. I was ready for the first family to be gone, except for President Body Double, because that's hilarious, right? But kids can go. Both of them kids can go.
I love President Body Double so much because, again, we knew Devin Sawa was a dumb. We're like, you're not fooling anybody. But we did not know it'd be like that. And I also appreciate it because we do leave him out of the conversation. We're talking about like Fiona Dorff and Jay Tilly and all the stuff they get to do. Because he plays his characters. He's like, oh, that's awesome. Okay, see you next season. But he's like, I'm back and I'm playing a different version of the one I just played. But like, it's like, what the fuck do you mean?
All eight of these episodes. Don't worry. Don't you worry.
He's like, I like it. Go ahead.
Oh, I just say, I think I even like the Body Double more than I like the president character.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I also love that this character is the one that gets to kill Chucky, because usually Chucky kills him. And so now they're 4-1 as opposed to being 5 right now. They're going to be 5-1 soon. But it's going to be 4-1 for at least a week. I love that for him.
Amazing.
Yeah. Right. Because he was definitely... Actually, he didn't shoot Chucky. I forgot. The other dude did. The bodyguard, the black dude. I was happy to see him because we just killed a black guard outside. I'm like, we killed a lot of people we get personally, but also. And then they were like, no, there's another. I'm like, okay, we're good.
What? I mean, they really didn't have to do that brother like that. And I did say that in my notes. I was like, why are they going to do the brother like that? I don't like eye kills. No. Those really squeaked me out, right? Yeah. And the way that he was like, oh, well, you know, you do it this far so that they can't move, but they're still, you know, conscious. And then he's like, I was like, so I just like that. And they didn't have to do that black man like that.
Yeah. They each one has been a little bit like each kill's like creative and stuff like that. But the eye ones and pulling the eyes out and then doing it again, another eye one. I think it's like, we did an eye kill. Let's do it again, but let's do it grosser. Like, we got to do it more gruesome. Each one, it was definitely over. It was a lot.
Eyes and teeth sit me. So I'm just like, ah.
Oh, yeah. Pulling teeth or pulling fingernails. Why does that bother me? But the rest of it's like, sure, let's split them, saw the mom halfway down the center. Yes. But, you know, eyeballs.
Right. Don't touch your eyes alone.
What I do like about that moment is that Chucky, no matter all his faults, will always take advantage of a teachable moment. So he's like, hey, Henry, you might be a killer someday. Here's how you do this with his eyeball and his pen.
Henry is weird. Henry needs some therapy. They need to take care of him. They haven't been taking care of him from the beginning. Like, he has this doll he named after his brother, his late brother. He's walking around with the doll. He's taking care of him because his Chucky doll's dying. He's making his doll die. Somebody check on this kid. Nobody seems to care. He's in that room and he's just chilling, like watching everybody get killed and watching, you know, the nuclear bombs and everything. He's not doing anything.
We have he's to that adults aren't not adulting on this show. No, it just feels like it's typical for the adults on this show. They are not in sync with what's going on at all.
They check the fuck out. They are like, stuff's happened. Fend for yourself. That's why Chucky's like, I'm gonna collect you because you're not even parenting. I'm just going to take you out. Your kid's better off. Henry is weird, but like, when Chucky's having his rant about fuck Santa and he wants the kids to know that there's no Santa Claus, you just hear Henry said, what? Because he's like, why did you wear a pole, Chucky? And he's like, because I want the fucking kids who survive to know there's no Santa Claus. What?
Yeah, that was too much. They shouldn't have had him say anything. I feel bad for him. No, I feel bad. Like, he believes his Chucky, you know, he sees the doll moving and shit too. Because Chucky is talking and moving and then becomes inanimate when people show up. And he's been fine with it the whole time. He's the lost generation. He's going to... He's like what, you know, like us raising ourselves, feeding ourselves, taking care of us, you know, TLC and therapizing ourselves.
But then after that, they were like, Dad? Is that Dad? Like, there were so many heartbreaking realizations at the end of this episode.
Can you imagine after all of that to be like, also, that's not my real dad? I'm like, oh, no, baby, I'm so sorry. You can sit out the rest of the season. You can. I think you need to be in a safe space.
I forgot that wasn't his dad. He was wearing the dad's robe and he was sitting on the bed and the kid comes in and he's like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this kid? It was so funny. And I can still see the little part in his hair.
They really said less volume, different product. Go back out. And he's like, okay. I love that Chucky's first line to him is, you look like him. Because Chucky's a little hater. And it's just everything about this episode sparks joy, basically. That's the review.
I was in heaven. I floated. I was just the whole time. I was just like, please lift me off the floor. I think I have passed away. Every few minutes and screaming, you know, silently to myself.
I felt like Chucky and his exorcism, where he just like levitated above everybody in the church. That's how I felt like this whole episode. I was looking down at people and my, are we still watching this? Look, this is art.
But there was so much that happened in this episode. It left me thinking, well, what could they possibly do for the, like, what, two or three remaining episodes that they have? What is left at this point?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I know we've not spent enough time with Fiona. So she's getting an episode next or last, but we're getting something with her.
Right.
And we've not
gotten her last. What's the sister's name? Caroline?
Oh, Caroline, yeah.
Yeah,
she's been AWOL this back half so far, but also we've been back 2 weeks. But she's a little psycho, so I want to see her.
Yeah,
I want to see eyes on her. Look,
I'm really excited about seeing Mika and her father, like father and daughter, and because also in the show, Chucky has ridden her body. And so them being together or anybody, it's going to be great. I hope we have a moment where she sees his ghost or something like that, just because we know, you know, the father-daughter thing, but also it's just so much more messed up every time something happens to Nika, because it's really like from birth when she was in the pregnant belly, you know, she has been messed with by Chucky and Tiffany like her whole life. And to see Charles Lee Ray, you know, anything is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
While we're talking about her, I want to talk about the fact that I got to see her dad in the series, because like I'm a longtime listener, obviously. Chucky's been around since before I was born. So I grew up watching Chucky, trying to say freckles, saying freckles.
Just remind me how old I am. Okay.
No, but you look 25, so it's all fine. But I was like, I haven't gotten to see him as a person, because I've seen the original, but it's not the same. That happened before I was born. It doesn't count anymore. So I'm like, I can't not react to see Brad Dourif's face talking about Chucky. Like, that's how you get like 5 stars out of me. Just be like, it's Chucky and here's Brad Dourif. And I'm like, 5 stars. Nobody needs to say anything else. We're done.
I got chills again. That's how much of a dork I am. Because I loved when I saw him, I was like, oh my God, just the chills and everything. I was like, they have him on the show. He's like, goes, he's right there. I was like, oh my God, that was so cool. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen on TV ever.
I think I did a double take. I was like, that's Brad Dourif. Like, literally, I was like, that's Brad Dourif.
Because in season one, they just made his daughter play him, and it confused everybody. We were all different people afterwards. We're like, I thought I knew who I was, but I'm not that person anymore. Here we are. And we're like, let's get him to be himself, or his character he originated.
That's amazing. It was such a good, like, I guess it's not an Easter egg, because I think it was just out there, right? I
mean, sharing pictures.
Yeah, that was just a beautiful way for everything to come together. And as a longtime fan of Chucky, who was born when the first movie came out and went to see it in the movie theater.
I would have loved to have seen Chrissy Wynden in that car scene on the theater, because I have never done that.
R.I.P. Chris.
He's still alive. Huh? He's still alive. Well, his character's not. Actually, character might be. The character was alive at the end of the first movie. I don't know if he's still with us.
I don't know. That's a good... I think I was thinking of... what's his name? The other one. The one that's related to Sean Penn. Chris Penn.
No, because we Google Chris Wynden regularly, because he's still hot, even though he's getting older. He's like 70-something. He's still got it. I'm just like, I don't understand. Explain to yourself. Show me the work. I'll watch Fright Night later tonight. Like,
now I'm in the mood.
Listen. Name another vampire movie where they dance after your girlfriend that way. You're like, yeah, you played yourself by not being him. What? You lost her.
That man was smooth. You was right?
I would have danced off with him, and I even talked to vampires. I'm just like, I'm smart for that. But I'm like, oh, he just like that? I can get bit real quick. I'm fine. I'm free. I think it's on Alma, maybe? I don't know anymore.
Okay. I'll bring up one bit that we didn't cover yet. I was okay when they finally reveal everything, Revealo, and they're like, Chuck is a serial killer. I thought that moment would come after the Halloween, like immediately. And the fact that they needed to clue this guy in on anything, it's just kind of frustrating because I'm like, they really didn't write him like to be a smart kid. And he lives in the White House. He doesn't know anything. And finally, you know, it was like, it's about time they fill him in because it was really killing me. Like, just tell him more. They're teenagers. They're going to believe more. They, you know, we've all been them, you know, they.
You talking.
I'm sorry.
I read it.
I'm listening and not watching.
Chris Sarandon is not dead. I didn't say it.
We upset Yutaka. Yutaka said, the way I shot up in my chair when I heard you say Chris Redden was dead. He's not dead. Last time I Googled, and I Googled quite often. That is a grandfather I keep an eye on. I'm just leaving that right there. To his grandkids, disrespectfully, I'm looking at your granddad. Not sorry, not gonna apologize. He's hot. I'm sorry you can't notice. Like,
okay, so now we know if Sheree stops podcasting is because she went to home health care, so she could take care of this man when he goes into like a nursing care facility.
I'll work on my nursing wing. <Okay. laughs>
A mess. Are we going to talk about how Lexi was all, Chucky about to start the world war, and Lexi was all, wait, he knows where my sister is. And I was just like, oh, I have so much compassion in my heart for you, but fuck them kids. Because it's World War Chucky or your crazy sister who's also a murderer now, right? Like, she's crazy. Listen. That's not your sister anymore, dog. That's not your sister.
Caroline made a choice because Chucky's in the White House. She ain't there. She could have found you if she wanted to. She's clearly living her psychotic life. Let her go. But that's Lexi's energy to be like, what about me? It's about me. Fuck the world. Fuck everybody else. I'm never going to forgive her for what she did in her first episode. Like, let's start there. Yeah. I'm so salty. I know Jake's moved on. I'm not.
He's so forgiving. That could not be me, never know how.
Nope. Not Jake. No. I was rooting for her to die after the first episode. And I still don't think that I've changed that. Nothing. Like, I know that she's had some kind of change of heart, but I would be okay with her going to.
She has never looked at him and said, I am sorry for starting the Kickstarter and telling people you're poor, for pretending to be your dead dad at a Halloween party and acting his death. Or any of the other things she's done. She's just like, we're family now. I'm like, are we? Because I'm a Gemini. Yeah, I'm watching
this. This is not the answer. And also, violence is the answer. I'm just saying.
That's the point of the show.
If Jake roughs her up a little bit, I can forgive her maybe someday. But like, he's not. He's just like, we're family because we're all orphans now. I'm like, you need more than that. Show me the work. Nope. Show me the math. I don't understand. And that's why, if not for Grant, I'd be like, kill her first. But Grant should die first, and then Lexi.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. In that order.
Yeah.
And mostly because I always have to look up his name. I keep saying, I just heard his name. I never remember it. Grant. Yeah, there it is, right? Yeah, he just said it.
Yeah.
I just don't care. No.
I feel like they wanted to be more sympathetic than he is. And maybe it's because they're ready for a different time, because we are all jaded as hell. We've survived so much just this decade. And so we are no longer like, that's a kid. Keep it cute. We're like, that's a kid. Is he dead yet? It's Chucky. Chucky, yeah. Literally. People sleep on Chucky, Child's Play 3. I almost said Chucky 3. Wow. People sleep on Child's Play 3. He killed multiple kids that movie, which is why.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the military. Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Of course. But I was one of those people who does not, you know, for the longest time, was like, I don't like it when they kill children. And I've clearly moved beyond that. And
you've grown.
It's like, you know, it's the way I live my fantasies, okay?
Actually, I think the third one was the first one I saw in the theater. That third one. Yeah, because I was really confused.
I've never seen any of them in theaters. I'm so sad about it, which is why we talk about making another movie. I'm like, could it be for me? It probably won't be, but I'm going to watch it anyways. if he's not in space. I don't want to see Chucky in space. I know he's Chucky the only way once.
Right. Everybody goes to space. Right?
Well, they all have to go to space. I'm gonna watch it. I'll watch it all.
But I'm not gonna be happy.
What? Yeah. you know, I'm
give it a chance, Sheree. Listen, give it a chance.
Yeah, don't be so prejudiced against it, okay? It could be really good.
If anyone can make space cool, it's Chucky, but we need to stop going to space. Like, every time they do another Halloween, I'm really worried Michael Myers is going to be like, I'm on Mars. I'm like, no, that's not for you. Get back down here. What?
Listen, if Freddy and Jason can do it, then I think Chucky, he has a right. It's his birthright.
I miss the Friday 13th where he knew what he was about, and it was about summer camp, because we got away from that too fast. Hey, Travis. Travis made it, y'all.
Yay, Travis.
But yeah, I don't want to see him in space, but I want him to kill more people. And he's just decimated the North Pole. So he's got
people there besides Santa. I mean, and some like archaeologists and, you know, climate scientists.
There are people, but like people who are supposed to be there, right? I was wondering to myself, who died? Some researchers or mountain climbers?
Some polar bears.
You know what? I have beef with polar bears.
We might have an extinction level event because of the way that, right? Because we had the polar ice, we got the polar ice caps, right? And now they're gone.
Apocalypse Chucky.
Accelerated global warming.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. It's a real problem. First world problems, was in London in October and it was hot and I was not happy. And I was like, all of y'all with your air spray, all of you with your hairspray and your beehives in the day. What? That's the reason I'm sweating in London. This is my cold. Why am I sweating?
Oh my God. I can't imagine. I'm thinking everybody's walking around London looking like Amy Winehouse with a big.
It was not good. We were all dying together trying to see movies. And we were just like, I'm so sorry. I smell this way. And I was like, I don't like this. Fix it. The ozone. Travis saying he could take Cocaine Bear by introducing nuclear fallout polar bears.
And that's what we mean by, you know, marrying franchises right there. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Just forget the Pooniverse.
Pooniverse needs to die immediately. I am upset for everybody. I know some people are into it. Good for y'all. No. Ask for more. A better name for starters. I can't watch the Pooniverse. Like, I'm an adult. I refuse. And Bambi gonna be in there? What's Bambi gonna do?
I give up. I watched the first one. I'm good. I know.
I made it like 30 minutes into that one because we were doing our bottom sins list on Bloody Massacre. And I was like, I don't need to see anymore. I just want to talk about it. And then it came up anyways because it's Winnie the Pooh Blood Money.
It was just so
I've not seen it.
No, don't worry. Don't bother.
Travis, the Pooniverse fan count. We have somebody who's into the Pooniverse.
Enter the chat. I'll think I should watch one of them just to kind of like cement it, you know, but I will eventually get around to it. I do for most things.
Well, maybe you should watch two because everybody was talking about how great that one was.
Yeah, I'll watch the second one first.
Like the writer of two was talking about how they didn't like the first one. And a lot of people when they were hiring him or them, I don't know the person, when they were hiring them, were like, we need to do some things differently. And so like it's supposed to be a more solid movie. I will not be going there because, again, I saw about 30 minutes of that first one. And it was just like biker dudes in weird bear masks doing shit. And I was like, you know what? I don't need this Tubi energy on a Sunday morning.
I will watch the second one when it hits Tubi.
Okay.
Because I will watch anything because I watch Tubi regularly. So clearly, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Aren't discriminating. But yeah, I'ma just, you know, wait it out, girl, because it's not.
Eventually, I'll get to it. I made it through the Christmas Tree Killer one, and that one was...
Yeah, that one wasn't great.
The Christmas Tree... I was like, I don't know what I expected. I thought it would be fun, you know? But I was
like... Revenge. Watch Treevenge instead. That
I watched Treevenge. I watched it.
Yeah.
I got through the whole thing, Sheree.
Like that was
called revenge. I'm done.
Tell, right? Mm-hmm. All the story mm-hmm. we needed to tell. That's beautiful.
It's called revenge. I'm opening more wine. I'm gonna do.
Cheers.
Yay. I can't believe you haven't seen Treevenge. I swear I've sent this to you before.
Sharon. It's branches. I think you did, and I said LOL, and I closed that.
Okay, honestly, I don't know how anybody survived the tree, because the tree can do anything. Like, yep. If you watch it, it's growing. It's like the lights, the branches are stabbing everything you can think of a tree. It grows, and then, like, the branches are coming under the doors and shit. Like, I don't know how anybody survived. Like, they just look like there's no way.
It's a beautiful movie. Oh, Holy Night,
child.
I watch it every year now on Christmas. It's like National Lampoon's Treevenge. That's what's happening over here.
I can't.
Christmas classic.
Travis, because Travis had to like enter the chat late, is asking, have we already talked about Wheelchair Chucky? Because ready for a Funko. We all are. We talked about Wheelchair Chucky, but we can talk about him again, because that was the moment where I was like, this show is bonkers. You always think you know that Chucky's out of pocket and off the rails, and then they put him in a wheelchair. You're like, well, I thought I knew you.
What? Yeah, I thought it was great just seeing him laying in bed, like just lying there under the covers and everything, because I'm like, why is he like a hospice patient and the little boy's taking care of him? Look, they even had the lady cleaning crew coming through. Like, this is normal. This is just, you know, oh, that's his little old man doll. Of course he's going to drive it around in its American Girl doll wheelchair. I don't know where they got that.
I looked at that shit and was like, these are white people problems. This is not what goes on where I'm from and where I live. This is special. And it works, because like, I expect this from people who know what the suburbs feel like. And so I just look away and I giggle.
Chucky's being self-reliant, okay? All right. So, you know, Chucky said, I'm going to save my energy for when I need to do the killing and the stabbing and the shooting, and I'm going to roll in a wheelchair. And I think that is a smart decision, you know, saving his energy, being self-reliant, ADA accommodations. Like I said, Chucky's woke.
Listen, he is. He is like, I know my kids' pronouns, even though Jesus talked to me for so many reasons.
Even though I'm terrible. Like,
I'm a bad dad, but I'm not a monster. That's my platform. Vote for me. Charles Lee Ray. 2024.
Oh, you know. Now I'm like, he's a ghost and he could be living in people.
Yeah.
Listen.
I hadn't thought about it yet.
I'm just happy to see Brad Dourif's face. Him smirking was enough for me to like retire and hang up all of my things. But I want to know what he's going to do. And I hope we follow that up next episode, because I know we're overdue for a flashback. But I want to know what ghost Charles Lee Ray is doing now that he is back to being a full-grown man. Is he the one leaving notes on their wallpaper? Is that who it was? Choking people with the flags? Was it him?
Yeah.
That's what I assume. But sometimes I feel like, am I too inebriated? Am I getting what's going on this television screen? Because I saw, and I was like, so he was the ghost, right? I just need some validation from someone else that I just saw what I saw. And that's why that other thing was happening. So I'm glad.
Who do we think is available for him to jump to?
Ooh, what if it's Grant? What if that's Grant's purpose?
What?
He's still alive for a reason.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think we're overdue for losing one of the kids, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've had four the whole time, because him. Grant, he's just like the tag along now, and he's like the fourth one. We don't need that many.
No, right?
He needs to go. If he takes over Lexi's body and Lexi kills Grant, that's fine too.
Okay,
I'll allow it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just gonna say it better never be Devin.
Never.
Never.
You know, whenever I look at Devin, I'm just like, don't you dare. Like, don't you dare. I will riot. I will throw a chair. It will not be cute.
Like, I'll riot with you. I don't know where we're gonna do it. We will stage a protest. We'll do something. It'll be mostly symbolic, but it'll get done.
The virtual sit-in.
Join us. But I will not handle it well.
We're gonna protest it. Let me get a sign. Yeah. I'm gonna make a sign.
Sign while drinking another hand, just like you. Fuck y'all. You were the wrong bitch.
That's what. Well, I'm ready.
It's my time for virtual protest. I'm just saying, because like all of us are at home anyways. Like, we used to go outside as a society. That has stopped. Mm-hmm. But if you had a virtual protest, like, yeah, I'm there. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to turn my camera on and off while I like do things. But I would love if Chucky was planning on using Caroline as a getaway vehicle kid. And so he does have her somewhere nearby for just this occasion.
How, like, where was she staying at, right? Like, when she was asking, I want to go with you to the White House, I wonder where she is in D.C. I still have issues with them, like, picking these kids up from wherever they were, Hoboken or wherever the fuck they're from, and then dropping them in D.C. randomly. But you know, ain't got no parents, ain't got no, it's just, I've never seen any change, trust me, but this was a lot.
I keep looking at them and I feel like I'm in Martin because I'm just like, you ain't got no job. How are you affording all this? Like,
nobody even checks up on their foster mom. Holy shit, I didn't even think of that. I'm like, there's nobody cares. That is so sad.
Nobody is there without adult supervision. She did, but who knows? Like, they know, but does anybody else know that she's got, well, I mean, obviously the president's wife and them know, but like, who knows? They're just out there living in a hotel.
They got her bag and they were like, good thoughts. And they never talked about it again. They're just like, no family called.
Holy shit. So they're coming into the White House and it's realized, and she knows their foster mom's dead. Right. She knows they know, and they know she knows.
And well, I don't know that they know she knows, right? I don't know that they know that she knows, but.
Well, they got to know she's missing. They're not bringing it up.
Nobody's talking about it. Like, she's dead and gone, and ain't nobody said nothing. But I keep wondering, how are they living in D.C. without a great? And she was a teacher and a foster mom, so it's not like she was raking in them ducats. That credit card has to get declined at some point in time, right? Mm-hmm.
D.C. is expensive. it's very expensive. Yes. I've only been twice, and I've stayed with friends both times. Those kids can't afford it.
I grew up in the DMV, and my sister lives there now. You got to be rich to be poor in D.C.
You do, though. You do. My friends who live in that area are telling me what their rent is. I'm like, no. No.
My mortgage for a whole house is less than my sister's rent for a one-bedroom apartment. I'm just saying.
No. Oof. No. And saying. That's how you know it's bad, because like, I'm just like, maybe Arizona is the move. At least we could be neighbors. I can't do DC for them prices, because I would not have a home. I believe in Charles Lee Ray's UPS box, waiting for him to be like, get out. I'm shipping myself. But like, we have a lot of threads this episode that we are hoping to see happen next week. You can't fit them all in two episodes. Mm-hmm. What is the thread we're leaning forward into the most, though? Because we have ghost Charles Lee Ray. We have dead Chucky. We have, where the fuck is Caroline? We have them kids find out their daddy did. There's so much happening. What is the thread that makes you lean in right now? What do you want to see next episode?
Where does ghost Chucky go? And I know we're probably we get that, but as we do need a flashback episode, right? We have not.
Yes.
I need to know where Brad Dourif, I want to see if Brad Dourif is going to make another appearance, number one. And number two, where does Ghost Chucky, who Ghost Chucky jump into?
Listen, Brad Dourif is the reason, because he's been this voice for decades, like decades on decades. Mm-hmm. And so it's exciting to see him be back in the kind of flesh as a ghost. And I'm happy for him because we just forget. Cause we're like, you're the voice of Chucky. Your life is amazing. Fuck you. But he's like, when I got to do Bride of Chucky with Jennifer Tilly. So I had somebody else in the box with me. And I was like, you are alone. I'm so sorry. We never thought about you. I'm so sorry. And so I'm happy he gets to like be amongst the people. Cause he's just sitting in a box by himself, be like, I hope that works because I'm not doing it over. I'm Brad Dourif. Thank you.
You're welcome. We never think that's why he's gotten worse over the years. You know, we got to think about him, you know?
He wants to be in the trailer with Jennifer Tilly. He wants to see all the Devon Sawas reincarnate. Like, invite him to things, y'all.
We got to give our people their flowers while they're around. I'm just saying, Brad Dourif, we love you.
I'm going to start the campaign right now and give him an award for whatever he's about to do. I don't care. He can have two scenes. Give him an award. Give him an award. If you don't give Brad Dourif an award, I'm going to talk to the manager. I have the wigs for it. Don't play with me. He deserves all the things, everything for always. Again, he can have two scenes. And I'm just like, masterclass.
Can we submit Gloria Award or something? They haven't announced, have they? Have they announced for this year yet?
I don't know. I never know who's doing what until it's in my newsfeed.
Until after, like,
I get the angle to vote, but I don't get the, you know, I feel like we should do something. I think we should start a whisper campaign.
Listen, I'm going on all the apps tonight. Vote for Brad Dourif. And people are like, for what? For everything. For what?
Do it. Everything. The hell? Why are you writing him in?
Write him in for everything. Put him down for everything. Like, vote him as ruler of the planet. I don't care. Like,
whatever he wants, that's what we're voting for. Mm-hmm.
Listen. Period. Like, best ballerina, done. He's never danced in his life. I don't care.
Look, I'm going to have a sale after this. I'm very excited. Thank you.
You're done.
I was. I'm very excited. It's an hour after we're done here, so I'm excited.
Oh yeah, so we should definitely get you out of here. Alma, what are you looking for underneath all these threads that Chucky has unraveled? What?
I want to see Nika. I need to see Nika. Yes. Face off, some kind of something, whatever it is that she's going to get. I know that she's going to get what's going to help her, you know, something over the top, something great. I want to see her just go completely, just lose it on her revenge, whatever it is. I know I love Tiffany and everything, but I love Nika too. And she needs something. She needs something. And I'm looking forward to whatever it is that they give her, because I really am a huge fan of it. I've just obsessed, like love her ever since and Curse of Chucky ended it for me. I was like, when I saw her in that, I was like, I could see so much. She's such a great actress. She is so just amazing. She gets really into everything she does. She did amazing pretending to be her dad. Seeing her at that courthouse, seeing her almost throw herself down the stairs in that wheelchair, she's gonna get it done.
If they put her in her dad drag next to her dad, I'm not coming to that recording because nothing I say will be appropriate. I'm going to have to say that one out. That's all Trent. I cannot
see that. My feelings. That's going to be so weird. I'm going to be so confused.
I want it, but I can't have it. It's one of those things, you know, where it's like, I know myself. If you give me that, don't listen to that episode. Just don't tune in for that live because, no, I'm not an adult. I will be like, we got two Charles Lee Rays. Oh no. We're gonna learn a lot about me and why I should be in therapy. And we just don't need that right now in this decade.
I'm gonna need the evening alone. I'm gonna need some candles.
I'm just gonna be active on my Twitter. No more live tweeting Chucky at that point. Like, we are done. We're done. I will not be incriminated. I will not be responsible for whatever I am thinking and saying.
Well, now I know what they could do. Like, I was like, what's left? That's left.
Please, because literally we're overdue for a flashback. We know who plays him as the younger version of himself. So that makes sense to me, but I cannot handle that. I am not an adult. I am not an adult. Please don't do that to me, but please do it to me. I'm very torn. I think the loose end I'm leaning for is all of the threads, but specifically, I want to know how Tiff gets out of jail because her execution's coming.
Mm-hmm.
She was not in this episode, and I always miss her because she's Jennifer Tilly. How do you not miss Jennifer Tilly?
Yeah. You're right. It's beautiful. Without her, it really is.
That's the thing, is because she's so damn good at everything she does, she definitely walked in the Chucky universe, was like, this is ours now. And so it feels weird when we don't have both of them. It's like, our mom and dad not talking this week? I don't like it. And so we need both of them at all times. But they keep using her sparingly because it's supposed to be Chucky's world. But we're like, but it's Chucky and Tiffany now.
I think that they have to break her out for these last few episodes, at least for one or two of them, right? Yeah. And I want to know how she gets out of the execution too. Because she's so interesting and fun. And funny, and you know, I want to see good things for Tiffany, right?
I'm
worried for her.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's not fair. Other people have been worse, right?
Lexi.
I'm saying.
Bye, Travis. No, but she's a kind soul. And she's also the reason that we have Chucky, because we remember that flashback where she snitched on his ass. Because you don't cross Tiffany Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true. So I'm very much looking forward to what happens with Tiffany. You know, she and Chucky are always going to be the characters that I care most about. I ain't rooting for them kids. I'm always rooting for Chucky.
Aside from Devin, Devin is the last one standing, but we have to kill all the kids.
Yeah. You know, he'll come back. He will reincarnate, right?
Right. We have to kill everybody. Let Devin have like an episode by himself and be like, sorry, Devin. This is Chucky and Tiffany's show. Like, let the adults fight. That's how I feel. But let's get to our tops and bottoms because this is definitely 7 o'clock now.
Okay.
Right. Let's go with who's red. Is that you, Alma?
Alma's red.
Yes, my top, please, would be okay, now I have dirty thoughts. Goofy body double, Devin Sawa / Ghost of Charles Lee Ray. The way that I just died, both of those. I couldn't breathe. I was holding my breath. I thought I was going to pass. I was going to be faint. It was like it was the most beautiful thing I ever seen.
Both of those are strong tops. I'm just going to say it. Those are two great tops.
I can't pick. It's just even Stevens, please. I need all that all the time. Mm-hmm. I need to rewatch it like with a fresh pair of eyes.
I feel that way because this episode was all tops, no bottoms, and the math don't math. And so it was very hard. What is your top, Chris?
So I loved like the deterioration of Chucky from being in the wheelchair to every time I saw him, he had a little like an extra liver spot to like, you know, this patch of hair looked like it was about to come out. Like they did the damn thing with kind of like that progression of him, like just aging and like moving a little bit differently, but still having like his Chucky strength, right? Like, you know, jumping down from the elevator shaft and all that kind of stuff. I love it. I love watching it. I love looking at it every time I look at it. Like there was a point where he was coughing and he coughed up some blood and I said, ew. And he said it at the same time that I did. Like, ew. I love every minute of that. I love body horror in general. And so I really like to see what they're doing with the Chucky character, and they just really went there this time because that man looked like that doll looked like it was about to fall apart.
He had been through it. I just fucking love this show. Like I don't think other shows who had to like navigate breaking up their seasons for the strikes are coming back this chaotic. And it's easy for them because they came out the gate chaotic. Like this is Chucky. Everything goes. And so it's never like, oh, that feels weird. It's like, of course Chucky would do that. Of course this is where the show would go. And it's just a delight every week. It was almost all tops for me. It was almost all tops because like, I was like, nothing's going to top Body Double President Sala. And they're like, hold our beer. And excuse you. And then it was like everything in the panic room with the fuck Santa. Chucky's whole monologue about wanting the kids to know Santa's not real. His whole goodbye crew world. Everything. But I think the final top is the top I'm going to go with this episode, which is Brad Dourif being actually in this fucking space, not just as a voice, but as an actual ghost Chucky, bullet holes and all. I loved it. I asked no questions. I would watch him float around for 3 seasons doing nothing because he deserves. That's my platform. Vote for me. What is your bottom?
I think that's just the worst thing for me. The bottom was definitely the wife losing her shit, because I don't know what, I just thought that they were just building up to her being just like the boss. I just thought that was going to be her, like she was going to get in charge of everything. Like, okay, he's dead. Let's cover this up. And I am going to be the word up. And even when the body double came up, I'm like, oh, we have a backup person. Okay. She's going to be working him. She's going to be the puppet master, you know, pulling the strings and everything. So that was, but then when she mustered up, like, let's get the hell out of here, realizing it was just too late. So that bottom was definitely, it was just too late.
It was too late. I expect her to be a badass bitch. I'm happy the actor's having fun because it was a very fun episode for that character. But I wanted her to be like, ha ha, it was me all along, Agatha. And right. To see it, she was like folding like a cheap suit. And I was like, that's fair, but also, but again, I've walked into my husband and his eyeballs being separated. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being too mean.
Well, she was just being basic. Like, she was being a basic, like, woman character, and I wanted her to like really toughen up with this. Like I said, I thought she was gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna be the president now, and you know, that's not what happened. So it's unfortunate. We do still have a few more episodes with her, so time will tell.
We'll see what happens, but I'm looking at her a little bit disrespectfully after what I thought she would be.
I'm disappointed.
Right. Yeah. We need more badass bitches. Lexi can't do it all by herself. Like, give us some more villains.
Truly.
And what's your bottom?
That terrible slow jam version of Don't Fear the Reaper. I immediately, when I saw it, just threw up in my mouth a little bit. I was so annoyed. Like, why? Why do we even need to do that? Why? There was no need. Lexi ain't that good of a singer in the first place. When he started playing it, I was like, what song is this? Like, I didn't even recognize what the song was because it sounded so basic. And then she starts singing Don't Fear the Reaper. And I was like, girl, how'd you get that from? Never mind. Right. It was anticlimactic in an otherwise really fun, really action-packed episode. It brought me down, and I like the song Don't Fear the Reaper. That's the sad part about it. Like, I was like, I'm not here for the remix.
It felt like we have too many tops, so we give people a bottom. That's what it felt like, and I'm sad because I'm sure those kids were not expecting to be part of the worst part of this episode. And I'm so sorry to those kids, but also,
it took me out. Like, it took me out for a second. Like, I had to regroup to get back into the episode after that because it was just so disappointing.
I did not understand it. I know they want us to care about Grant and they want us to care about her relationship, but we're already overly invested in Devin and Jake's relationship. We can't also care about another tween relationship. Yeah. We just can't.
Yeah. No. Only one relationship we could be in on, and that's it. That's one. Right. One's enough.
Mm-hmm. No.
If you want to care about Lexi in our dating life, then they could put her together with the redhead they killed last season. Because we were like, is Lexi? And then she was like, she's dead. And like, oh, so we're not going to explore that.
Yeah. And I'm also old, so I don't care about teenage love anyway. Teenage love anyway. I got the love that's going to pay the bills. You know, that's
I'm at the age where when people are getting married, I'm like, is there an open bar? And right. We see from that's how much I care about love. Is there an open bar? Right. Well, I'm investing in a dress.
Yeah. So, Don't Fear the Reaper needs more cowbell. That's my statement.
I just love that everybody who sings Don't Fear the Reaper should fear the Reaper. That's a thread that we've been going on since the song came out. Like, the
and why did they choose that song? Like, it's so, it was so weird. If they were supposedly having a moment, why choose Don't Fear the Reaper?
I get Lexi has walls up, and that's her song. She used to sing to her sister, so she sings it every season now. Right. But to share that rant and try and make me care, I was just like, I'm dead inside. Who is this for? Like, I can't afford to have feelings, and if I did, I wouldn't waste them here. Again, this episode was all tops, no bottom for me, except from that scene. But I will tell you a big bottom I see is that Peacock no longer puts this up the day after it airs on USA and Sci-Fi, which is why I got to email some future guests, let them know that it's okay if they can't do it, but I got to like find other people. That's what your root came out of.
Download the Sci-Fi app, and you can download the Sci-Fi app and watch it.
Really?
You can get like 3 or 4 free credits if you don't have cable.
Thank you. I'm putting that in the email.
Covers the rest of the season. Okay. You're welcome.
I'm putting that in the email because, like, it was really rude. Because, like, the first half of the season, they were like, people watch it, please. And the second half of the season, they were like, only the first episode, but you have to wait a week for everything else. I'm like, you're a little bitch. I hope Charles didn't get you, Peacock. Because who pays for Peacock to not watch Chucky the week after the week it airs? Like, so I hope that those people having a bad day who have made that decision. I don't know because I'm not involved in anything. Nobody pays me, talks to me. But whoever was like, no more Chucky the day after, I hope they're having the worst week ever. Paper cuts, stub toes, liver spot appearing, so the troubles, right? Right? The Don't Fear the Reaper mix that we heard on this episode constantly, 24/7 rotation. But my in-show bottom is definitely Grant and Leslie singing Don't Fear the Reaper. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
But also.
Yeah, no.
That's so good.
But this was a very special episode of our Chucky Minisodes. Thank you to Chris and Alma. Let the people remember where to find you, where you want to be found.
I am at Legally Love on Twitter, which I refuse to call X.
And
Ms. Chris Love on Instagram. I had to remember that it was Instagram, y'all. Just go with it. I've had too much wine now. Abigail, thank you very much.
Yay! I am at Alma Lovely at on everything because I am basic and it's easy for me to remember. And in fact, how I came up with that is because L-U-V is just love and Lee is my middle name. So it's not even that complicated.
And you're not as basic as Mrs. President.
That's true.
On that note, we will see you next week. I believe Trinity Tame will be back with us, but I don't know his rehearsal schedule. Surprise, surprise.
On this trip.
Listen, I do too.
I do too. I am personally offended that he did not make it to this one because I was looking forward to seeing him because I haven't seen him since the last time I saw him.
Listen, and that was your chainsaw? No, it was your Blackula episode.
It was Blackula. Yeah, it was Blackula.
I remember nothing of substantial things. Like if you ask me like an important date people know or like an important historical event, I'm just like, I know it sounds familiar, but you ask me what episodes were you? I'm like, Blackula and Chainsaw Massacre. You said she had great teeth, and that's the episode title. My brain is useless. On that note, thank you for joining us for another Chucky Live. We will see you all next week, same time, same channels. Good fucking luck out there. If you see Brad Dourif, tell him hi. And bye!